tenants struggling to avoid eviction have had to navigate a maze of paperwork to apply for emergency rental assistance. The program was part of the federal government's COVID-19 relief package. A lawsuit says while the state's Department of Housing issued few denials in the early months of the rental assistance program, the rate of denials skyrocketed starting in April after the program closed to new applicants.
And this is rental assistance that makes the difference between someone staying housed and being evicted and becoming homeless. So it's extremely important to have a fair process, and the process is just profoundly unfair.
Madeline Howard is a senior attorney at the Western Center on Law and Poverty, which is among the groups filing suit. She says the housing department denied 30% of recent applications. Only 8% of denials were because tenants made too much money to be eligible. Most were because they didn't submit all the documents the state wanted. Howard says applicants weren't told what they could do to fix the problem. The lawsuit says the housing department has denied nearly 140,000 tenants emergency assistance, putting them in danger of eviction. It's a particular hardship for tenants who don't speak English.
What's happening is that tenants who fill out an application and say, for example, I speak Spanish, and so please send me notifications in Spanish, those tenants are getting notifications from the system that are in English only, so they don't know how to respond. And then they get a denial notice that's also in English only, and again, don't know how to respond to it because it's in the wrong language. So this kind of denial is having a disproportionate impact, particularly on Latinx and Asian American families who are seeking rental assistance.
Among other demands, the lawsuit seeks a court order prohibiting the state from denying rental assistance to tenants without providing adequate notice so they understand why they're being denied and how to fix any problems with their applications. The groups bringing the lawsuit also want the state to comply with earlier public records requests for information on denials and what procedures the state uses in deciding whether to grant emergency rental assistance. The state's housing department did not return Pacifica's request for comment by airtime. A statement on its website last month said the COVID-19 rent relief program had distributed $3.1 billion of rental and utility assistance so far to over 275,000 households throughout the state to keep families housed. Howard says as the program is currently being implemented, it's failing to meet its most basic function, which is keeping Californians housed. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica.